Good morning. We're continuing with Chiyot and Chal Gimel, and we're learning Simon Hay. In Simon Hay, the Chiyot talks about a situation where a person has an urge to go to the bathroom, and it is so significant that he cannot wait the time it takes to travel Dalad Milim. And therefore, if a person will daven in that situation, the tefillah is not accepted, and a person has to daven again. Now he says, why is this? The Hachikim Lehu Lechazal. The whole shlo yuchol latzer shir zeb, that a person cannot restrain himself that amount of time. That means that the food which he has in his stomach already has reached the stage of being soya, and therefore there is soya inside of his body, and therefore he's not dominating with a clean body, and therefore b'tzarach latzer lehitzbalo, and therefore he has to. He has to go back and daven again. Now, in the Piskei Mishnah Berurah here, he points out that the Bir Halacha is Toma al Tamze Ma'od. He finds this explanation very, very difficult to understand, and therefore he brings other Marmar Kaimis to explain why Chazal gave the Shir of Dalad Milim. So what's the problem with this explanation? So there are two problems with this explanation. One about a situation where a person started davening, had no urge at all. In the middle of davening, they got an urge. So the lach is in that situation, a person it finishes off the davening, even if they can't be urged to daven milim. Now, according to the explanation of the Chayodim, the person is davening with soya. So if that's the reasoning, so the Chara B'Yab, that tefillah should not be accepted. And how was he allowed to complete the tefillah in that situation? So how was it not B'Yab, an invalid tefillah, based on this argument of the Chayotim? A person gets up in the morning and they check themselves, and they see that they have no urge. As far as they went to the bathroom, they relieved themselves, and they're done. At this point in time, they have no urge at all. So they're allowed to daven. Then I'm going to be concerned about the possibility that they might get another urge, which is urgent, and therefore they can't wait Dalad Milim. They're allowed to go ahead based on the fact that they have no urge. But according to the explanation of the Chayotim, that we're assessing a situation which is going on inside of the body. What's the difference if we know about it beforehand or only find out about it afterwards? Either way, that this situation is not acceptable. The Rambam says that the primary issue over here is Chazal wanted us to be able to focus on our davening. So when a person is davening and they have an urge, that's distracting for them. They're going to daven more quickly, etc. So if at the beginning of davening, the person does not have an urge, they'll stay focused on their davening. If the middle of an urge came up, so that's not the responsibility, because I'm in Machayim, I need to do more than I can do. If the urge is not urgent, again, so it's not as distracting, so but yeah, the tefillah is valid. So we're looking at a totally different reasoning, because I said why the Shir of Dalad Milim, as opposed to some other calculation of the level of urgency. He brings a few suggestions why specifically Dalad Milim. It's a whole different concept. The idea of the Chayotim is saying that the fact that there's inside of the body there is so which is ready to be relieved invalidates the tefillah, as opposed to it's some mila in the tefillah to be clean, but it's not ma'akeh b'di'evad. So the point of the Chayotim is seeing it's ma'akeh b'di'evad is quite a chiddush, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah rejects this explanation of the Chayotim. And he continues and says, "Vim l'ktanim b'di'evad ein tzarach lachzor l'hispalo." Now, if, however, the need to relieve oneself, as we're talking about for ktanim, a person has to release remerik lime to urinate. If a person has an urge for dalad milim, which he cannot wait dalad milim, he should not daven. But b'di'evad, that tefillah would be valid. The Mishnah Berurah has problems with this. The issue of ketanim. Ketanim is not a din of soya on ketanim. So why is there any issue of dalad milim b'chlal if that's the sheer, if that's the reason? According to the Rambam, the issue is an issue of urge, which is distracting. So we understand that there's distraction by the need to relieve oneself for ketanim as well. But according to the explanation the Fayez Adam was giving, why would there be any issue with Meraglayim at all? Why is Dal Milim a Shiloh of even the Chatkila? So that's why, again, Mishabura rejects the explanation of the Chayotim. But Davchat Tfilas Yitches, Sorek Lachsor, Lispalo, Albo Shabrochus, Bidi Ebed, is Yotza. A person has an urge for Dal Milim, so Chayotim says a person should not daven the Chatkila, other Tfilas as well, but Bidi Ebed, a person would be Yotze, as opposed to Shmon Esrei, where a person is not yet to even Bidi Ebed. Chazal said that it's an abomination. A person has a strong urge, and the person does not relieve oneself. That's an act of acting in a way which is when acting in a way which is not a humanistic way of acting. It's more like an animalistic way of acting. Now, to clarify that point, we have to talk about different levels of urgency, which we'll talk about in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.